M0 FXB, welcome back to the channel. Echolink and the PTT button. So on the side of this particular device, we've got a customizable button there, orange button, and it works really well. Now there's a trick to getting the button working. Sometimes you can just go into settings here, settings, go to where it says PTT, keep going down. External PTT button. You can just tick boxes. Here's one here. But it doesn't, quite often that doesn't work. So what you've got to look for is here. It says PTT code. Tap that and I put in 131. But how do you get the code? This is the trick, okay? So it's definitely working now. So what you have to do is download Button Mapper, which is free. It looks like this. Button Mapper, okay? So install that, open it. And now go to add a key. You have to allow all the permissions and all that, you'll get like notifications for permissions. So you go add button and then click here, the plus, and then press the button you want to use and it will give you the number. Now, we're not going to use Button Mapper to actually add that button. We know the number. So now when we go into Echolink and we do what you just saw me do, three dots, settings, and PTT, look for button where you can add the button number, tap it, and then where is it? PTT code, that's what you're looking for. 131, you just tap it, like so, and then you type the number, click OK. So now when you back out, you exit completely and then go back in, go into Echo Test, click Connect. And you can set it to hold it or to just...
Welcome to the Echolink test server. This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Fair enough. And so now if we press and hold, it goes red. There you go. 1, 2, test. And you see the thing there. I like the new thing they've got where they... It goes red, the whole screen goes red. That's new.
1, 2, test. You see the thing there. I like the new.
And that's it, really. So I thought I'd show you that. This is the new. They brought out a new version of this receiver, which is working really well. I've got one of these donut antennas that actually adjusts here. But that's for another video. And yeah, CB, HF bands, and broadcast radio, no problem at all. And so, anyway, if we come out of there completely. We can actually set Zello to open up on that PTT if we want. But I find that if I do that, it just messes everything up. So otherwise, we're on Zello. Let's go to my channel, M0 FXB. So I'm only talking to me. Press the button now. 1, 2, test. Now, if yours doesn't do it, all you do, three dots. Options, very similar really. Settings, push to talk, add button, and then you just press and you've added the button. We've already done it once. Back out. 1, 2, test. And the nice thing about Zello is you can hear yourself back. Tap this little squiggly thing here.
1, 2, test.
You can actually, well, you used to be able to send photographs doing this. Let's have a look. Can't see a photograph. There's a message one here. Hello. So it says a message. Let's see if we can go, let's just for fun, see if we can send a photograph. I'm sure we can. To myself. There it is there. Okay. You allow it and then it uses the camera. Wave, hello, and then it will send it to whoever, anywhere in the world as well. That's the other thing, and it actually keeps it in the history. Look at that, and that's why I love Zello. And then we're on here, we've also got Peanut P, and log in. So it might be someone there. A lot of people use English, don't they? Let's go all English. Log in, you get your number, so this will work for free from PA7LIM on his website. So hello, test, and then again PTT, but you have to set it. So you go off, set up, And then it says here, learn key, press 131. There's another way of getting your key if you don't want to do button mapper. Log in. M0FXB, anyone about? M0FXB. I know I use the ham radio sort of etiquette. Why not? Thanks for watching. Lots of tinkering going on. 7-3.